this love that I'm feeling.
Now, for the first time ever, Tim Henson's greatest hits are available.
These songs help get me out of bed to work my horseshit telemarketing job.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Do you remember when this song came on the radio?
Yeah, I was barely growing pubes.
Forget about your worries or your elderly parents in the nursing home.
I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid, no, to let them show.
We make love to this album.
Your true colors.
This is the dawning of the
age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
But wait, call now. We'll send you a free gallon of mayonnaise.
You mean meownaise?
Oh, you are hilarious.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven.
God tickles my clit when I hear this song. He even does impressions. Did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. We can fly.
I can't stop listening to this. In fact, I haven't left my house in 3 weeks. My job keeps calling, but I don't care. When the phone rings, I just turn up the music louder.
These songs literally saved my marriage, got me out of debt, and gave me the courage to start up that orphanage.
She's so lucky, she's a star, but she cries in her lonely heart thinking.
And if you aren't satisfied, you can have sex with me outside near a dumpster. Seriously, I'm a whore.
These tears come at night.
Wow, he even does original numbers.
You gotta fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick get hard.
Wow, it's like a time capsule bringing me back to high school when I got beat up pretty bad because I look like a queer.
It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Get away from the pain that
I don't know the words. Shit. I'm an idiot. Why would I try to sing the song and not know the words? Such a fucktard.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, August 12th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, now that's a good fucking. Plus, a majestic placenta tree and a testicle scuffle. All of this, plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday, it's all coming up right here, right now. The Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. You know, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, I guess I should mention what's going on over at Cornswald's website. I didn't talk about it yesterday, but it looks like the website is still hijacked. I had nothing to do with it whatsoever, I swear. Cornswald's website is now hot pink in color, and someone has switched it around a bit. Now look, I have no idea if Cornswald is a real person. Based on that horrible accent of his on a few of the podcasts, one would come to the conclusion that he's fake. That cannot be real, right? However, he has made my life a nightmare. Because when future potential employers Google my name, they're going to find all the insane stuff Cornswall has been saying about me. Like I don't pay taxes, that I'm on food stamps, that I molest children. You know, whatever he's been writing about me, that'll pop up on Google. So, you know, I am not Cornswall for the record. I don't know if anyone thinks that I am or not. I swear to God I'm not. I don't know if Cornswall is real, is a fan of Distorted View and is doing this just for attention. We did find out that the Cornswald name has been used for years and years and years at, on various forums and stuff. Here's the deal, though.
The guy, whoever supposedly hijacked the site over there at Cornswall.com, is saying, you know, if anyone wants to write a post on Cornswall, he will give you a login name, like a username and password. So if anyone wants to fuck around with Cornswall's website, you know, be my guest. Naturally, Corey's already posting over there at Cornswall.com. So if you want to check it out, visit Cornswall's website there. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a bit where I read you an erotic piece of fiction in an attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This being distorted view. Naturally, unless you're a serial killer or a dog raper, you're not going to get off to these stories. Today's Sextastic Tuesday story was originally aired, I guess, in June of 2006. Let's relive the magic now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. Tweak my nipples!
All right, here we go. Sextastic Tuesday. Man. We'd been playing email tag for only a few days after I saw his ad online, looking for a scat top to feed him. There you go. It's all laid out on the table for you. We're talking about scat, baby! Alright, so yes, he's looking for a scat top to feed him. Mmm. He's hungry. I'd been back and forth with a few other guys, and I always chickened out. But this time, I have a feeling he's going to go through with it this time. But this time, I just called as I headed from school. "Hey, I think we emailed a little," I said. And he replied, "Oh yeah, can you come over right now?" "Sure," I answered him. Very excited. I was so nervous I got a little lost, but finally found the house. A beautiful old place. I was nervous and called from across the street in my car. "Hey." "Oh, hey, come on in." "Well, how do I know you're not a psycho or something?" "Oh, I'm not. Don't worry about that. I'll come on down." Well, what fucking psycho's gonna say, "Yeah, I'm going to kill you"? You caught me. Like, what kind of question is that? I went to the door and he answered in his briefs. A lot cuter and more normal than I expected. "No. That's a facade, my friend. He's going to eat your shit. He can't be that normal." We went upstairs and chilled for a few minutes before getting down to business. I started taking my pants off and could see him getting excited. He sat on the floor next to the bed, and I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. Well, they're not fucking around, man. They're getting right to the main event. Yeah, so I pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him. Ah. And this is the point in the podcast where everyone fast forwards 5 minutes. No, it gets good. You guys gotta... it's worth it, I think. It's pretty excellent. Yeah, so I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him, but not enough to leave me empty. I rubbed my hands on my ass, and I could feel it was still a little dirty. And a smell and glimpse on my hand proved it was the case. He's got like a little streak of shit on his fingers. I leaned back and pressed my anus to his eager mouth. Now, let me just say, I've had rim jobs before, but never from a guy. Yeah, he's straight. He clamped his mouth over my asshole and started licking. I don't know how he did it, but his tongue pushed its way into my ass. Like, plowing its way into my anal cavity. Yeah, so his tongue pushed its way into my ass, fucking and sending waves of pleasure like I've never felt before. He fucked my filthy ass with his tongue, cleaning out any bits of paper or shit that were stuck to the sides. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is brought to you by the Charmin family of toilet tissue. Charmin, squeezably soft. Actually, that's quite true. I've had instances before. Some toilet paper does that. Like, you'll be wiping your ass, and you'll end up with, like, little balls of lint or something. Little toilet paper lint balls. Shit balls, I guess. Dingleberries or something, because the lint balls of toilet paper attaches itself to your asshole hair. So it'll be later in the day, and you're, you know, watching television or something, and you can just feel something's not right, so you move your finger down to your asshole, and you have to pull to get the toilet paper lint ball free, and it hurts because it's pulling your ass hair. Maybe that just happens to me. I don't know. But all I'm saying is be careful when you purchase toilet paper, right? All right, so yes, this guy is cleaning out bits of paper and shit that were stuck to the sides of his anus. I could see his cock hardening, and I knew that piss was ready to come out of my cock pretty soon. We moved to the bathtub, and he got onto his hands and knees without me even asking. I took my heavy, stiffening cock and aimed for his mouth. I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. Oh, that's like the wettest fart I've ever heard in my life. It's disgusting. I want to know who picked this story to read. I want to talk to them. All right, where are we at here? I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air. That reminds me of a song, actually. Shit is in the air. Everywhere I smell around, yeah. Ha-ha! Shit is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know what I've been eating, but it's sliding down my thighs. And I know it's something that came from within, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Shit is in the air! Yeah! Shit! Wow, a musical number and everything. What a treat for you guys. You came on a good night. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air from my fart as my piss splashed into his mouth, against his tongue, dribbling down his chin onto his cock. You like that? I asked. He nodded eagerly and tried to say something, but my hot, sour piss just poured out of his mouth. By the way, I think I've had that once. It's pretty good. Hot and sour piss I had at the Szechuan Cottage. It number four! It good! Spicy, yeah? You want egg roll? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So yes, it was a beautiful sight. Complemented by the air, thick with the smell from my ass of what was to come. That's a beautiful line. I finished with most of my piss, and I could feel that my shit was ready to burst out the other side. I turned around and resumed the same rimming position, pulling his piss-drenched face back to my dirty asshole. I could feel his tongue probing deeper, and I clenched my muscles back at him. My shit-smeared ass opened with the probing of his tongue, and I could feel it swirling around and around my hole, widening my anus and cleaning any remaining shit from the past few days still stuck on. Ah! Past few days? Use some fucking wet wipes. Clean that up. Wet wipes. I'm a big advocate. At the very least, wet some toilet paper and get that encrusted shit out. Come on, there are options. I squeezed and felt my colon muscles pushing the shit closer to my anus, closer to his tongue, where he could soon taste the tangy tip of a semi-soft turd. I knew the dank taste of my log had hit his tongue when I saw his cock jump underneath me. I aimed my cock at his and let loose with another stream of hot piss. Ooh, this is getting frantic. I was clear he was loving that. Tasting my hot turd drove him crazier, and the suction now started to move the log out faster than I was pushing it. I could now feel the shit from my own asshole pushing its way into his eager mouth, which was pulling it as I pushed. He bit off. Here it comes. This is gross. He bit off a soft chunk of my brown loaf and filled his mouth with the mush. Some peanuts and corn mixing with the clay-like delicacy. He swallowed and moaned loudly. How's that? I asked. He responded, mouth full of my waste and clamped to my wide open anus. There's more where that came from. I squeezed. He sucked. A few more inches worked their way out, and he sucked my shit like a hot cock before biting off a little more. It was more than he could chew, and I heard a splat, splat, as a few pieces of shit hit his bathroom floor, melting it in the puddle of my yellow piss. The stench was growing in the room, and I choked a bit on the thick air. He swallowed more. My ass was ready for a little more feeding, and my toilet's mouth was more than ready to take what was offered. I could feel a little more piss coming through my rock-hard cock, and I aimed it back, soaking down his chest, washing some... Who is into this? Sophia. Sophia, if you are into scat, I want you to email me immediately. We will set up another interview, because I've got tons of questions for you. If anyone of my listeners could possibly be into scat, it would be Sophia. And that, I'm not saying that to be rude or anything, but she's into a lot of different kinks, right? So, you know, if you're into it, email me. I'd love to chat. Where were we? He was swallowing the last bits as I pushed my dick past his brown stained lips, looking themselves like an unwiped anus as I was shoving it open with my thick cock. It didn't take long. I pumped my cock in and out of his mouth. It came out brown at first, and then cleaner with each thrust. Ah! I could feel my cock ramming the back of his throat before pulling out and blowing my load on his piss-streaked, shit-encrusted face. The end. Alright, I apologize if I'm not at 100% today, but I'm not feeling well. Still doing a show, though. You know, I haven't really been sick since February, so I think the Tim has AIDS theory is out the window. Really did seem like I was getting sick every, like, 2 or 3 weeks for a while, but... So, I think I'll be okay. I might just need to rest. Jerk off, you know. My doctor prescribed porn for me. Real quick, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive. Every single episode of Distorted View is up there. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Yesterday, I posted a video cast for Sideshow Freaks. Today, they're going to be getting a bonus episode of the show. 2 episodes of DV coming your way. One you're listening to right now. Another one will be posted a little bit later in the afternoon. If you want to catch it and you're not a member, sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. See what type of bullshit's happening around the world today. First story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
It's a short one, but it has the word scuffle and testicle in the headline, so I'm in. A scuffle between a woman, her son, his genitals, and his girlfriend left the son with a painful groin. What happened? Well, the son needed money for gas, but his mom gave $20 to the girlfriend instead, according to a deputy's report. This made the son angry!
People get me angry here!
I could really just listen to C.B. Walker spitting up his medication over and over. Alrighty, back to the story here. After this guy's mother gave $20 to the girlfriend tucked the money in her bra to keep it from the son as he tried to snatch it away. The girlfriend and the mother are kind of assholes, aren't they? If that was my girlfriend, I would fuck her tonight, but it would be painful. Like, hard fucking. Angry fucking. Make her pussy bleed. That's what you get for hiding that $20 from me. I would not only stick my dick in her pussy, I'd also try to fit my balls in there too. Just really stretch it out. A couple fingers. Yeah. Is that $20 worth a wrecked pussy to you, huh? Because that's what you got. I'm a gentleman. Alright, according to the report, the girlfriend tried to move past the son and accidentally struck him in the testicles. I don't buy that for one cotton picking minute. They're both fucking bitches, so it doesn't surprise me in the least that one of them would punch his balls. He wrapped his arms around his girlfriend's head and neck and then pulled her to the ground. Finally, this guy is manning up and teaching this broad a lesson. Giving her a little chin music. You try to hide my money in your titsling and then you punch me in the balls? No, no! Fucking crack her head open. I think I've been reading too much of Dick Masterson's book lately. I'm gonna have to, lay off it for a while. The great thing about Dick Masterson's book is you can flip to any page and you're going to find something hilarious and offensive. Here we go. Let me just, as an example, we'll flip to page 184. If there's one thing you learn after dealing with the mentally handicapped, it's that they all want to be treated equally. Also, graham crackers. Women are a lot like the mentally handicapped in that way. The only difference is women don't deserve equality or graham crackers. There you go. I think I made my point. Anyways, when the girlfriend got free, she locked herself in the bathroom and called 911 on July 26th. No arrest was made. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. A couple kept their...
I have your mind. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine.
fuck you. You're good in your life.
You know what an intoxicated Wendy's value meal eating David Hasselhoff means. It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implant. Hollywood. Who is Angelina Jolie banging? Extra. Mayonnaise.
If you follow entertainment news, I'm sure you guys know Matthew McConaughey is a new papa. He gave birth, not himself, his wife gave birth. That's a whole other news story if he were to shoot a baby out of his asshole or something. His wife gave birth to a baby. He's merely the father. Matthew McConaughey, I don't know why we had to go over that there. Matthew McConaughey says the birth of his son will help bring a little joy to others in the world someday. The actor kept the placenta from the July birth of his son and plans to plant it in an orchard. In other news, I've given up eating apples forever, just in case. You know what? I'm just going to give up all fruit, just to be safe. All fruit except for one.
Oh, God, if that... Oh, my God!
My chocolate cupcake. All right, McConaughey says he hopes it'll fertilize the land, a ritual long followed in several cultures. Quote, it's going, and I'm sure he's shirtless when he said this. It's going to be in the orchards and it's going to bear some wonderful fruit, he says.
Oh my God, that is!
When I was in Australia, they had a placenta tree that was on the river, and all the placentas of all that tribe, all that clan, whatever Aboriginal tribe that was, all the placenta went under one tree, and it was this huge behemoth of just health and strength. Ugh, fucking hippie. This tree was just growing taller and stronger above the rest of Mother Nature around it. It was gorgeous. McConaughey also says he and his girlfriend have enjoyed integrating their new baby into their lives. Already they started introducing him to the sights and sounds of the world, including a John Mellencamp concert. The child is 7 days old. You're never told in our house, shh, Levi is sleeping. No, get used to the ambiance. Come with us. That's how I was raised. All right, Matthew. Go back to smoking a little dupage. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from England. A couple kept their neighbors awake all night with marathon sex sessions so loud that one of them ended up in court. Are they trying to say that one of the sex sessions ended up in court, or one of the people involved in the sex session? Regardless, we have some audio from one of their marathon sex sessions, and I have to agree, it is really, really loud.
Oh, Bill.
I love that clip. The bedroom behavior of Carrie Norris, an unemployed mother of one, disrupted her neighbors' lives for 2.5 years. Talk about a sex session. Norris, 29, was yesterday fined after having all-night sessions with boyfriend Adam Hinton at their one-bedroom flat. The pair yelled out obscenities, and their headboard banged against the wall until 6 a.m. Neighbor and mother of three, Michelle Tyrell, told the court the nightly sessions were so loud they kept her 4-year-old daughter awake and led to her asking the meaning of obscene phrases she had been forced to overhear. A visibly upset Michelle said, "My daughter now wets the bed!" They fuck so hard, children around them are having bladder control issues. Yes, my daughter now wets the bed and has nightmares all the time because of what she heard. She added, Miss Norris sunbathed naked out of the back of the flat in full view of workmen. The headboard bangs on the wall as they are having sex and it keeps me awake all night, said Richard Powell, another neighbor. I've had to take days off work because of lack of sleep, as I have to get up at 5:30 a.m. His wife Sarah said she had to move her children into the front room of her one-bedroom flat because of the racket from Norris's bedroom. Norris was found guilty of 2 charges of breaking a noise abatement order imposed by the council in June 2007. 2 other charges were thrown out. Chairman of the bench, Roger Stamp, said, "We have seen you have created a noise nuisance in your flat. We have not accepted your evidence or your partner's evidence, but the only cause we have in the case is to issue a fine, so they will not be doing any jail time." That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Bill. All right. I love it. There's a bottle of lube just flopping around the bed while they're fucking. All right, couple voicemails here. First up,
Hey, Tim, you asked about what the McDonald's employee said when he talked about the trannies. Well, I think I got it for you. He was saying they got to do what they got to do in order to be certified to fight. I don't know, it's some black phrase, I guess.
Oh.
But, yeah, hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you. I'm so white, my body cannot process what black people say. I need to do something about that. Take a class or something. Nice. Apparently I was just Rickrolled.
Timothy, just listen to today's Sextastic Tuesday, and I gotta question your continuity here. Talking about the Wookiee having black cum, I believe that a few weeks ago, you read some Star Wars fan fiction where Chewbacca fucks Princess Leia, and I believe we established at the time that Wookiee's cum is green, not black. I want to check that out. I mean, come on, who's in charge of continuity for this?
Well, look, I didn't write the story, all right? And I think, you know, if Wookiee cum is covered in the Star Wars, you know, Galaxy Encyclopedia or whatever the hell it's called, you know, we wouldn't have this problem. I don't think they covered jism in that book, did they? Next up here.
All right, Tim. I know sometimes I can be annoying,
but
no more. Please, dear God, no more. Fuck the jam hole. Fuck them. I'm sick of hearing their fucking worthless, stupid voicemails. Mm-hmm. Jason from the Jason Show has more fucking content than those little fuckers. Fuck them. They're fucking noobs. They suck. They're annoying. Please, dear God, no more, or I will cancel my Sideshow subscription. Fuck them.
All right, well, there you have it. Someone very unhappy that the jam hole people are calling in.
Hey, Tim. It's Sean from Youngstown, Ohio again. I forgot to say in my first message, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I heard it was your birthday.
Yes.
Well, mine was yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
I just turned 21, and did I have a night last night. But, see, the thing is, I can't get too pissed drunk, because I work at fucking 12:45 in the morning after wake up. So, basically, I had no sleep last night.
The whistles go, woo-woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye!
Me-me-me-me, that's all, folks!
I hope that guy was still drunk when he called in, otherwise there's no excuse.
Hey, Tim, Michael Carino from Akron, Ohio.
Hi,
you
Michael.
Played that bumpity-boo kid on the Sideshow.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, he was annoying. I certainly hope that my kids don't grow to have such a squeaky-tot voice.
Well, even if your children do have horrible voices, they'll probably be the most popular kids in school. Especially when they call their teacher a cunty bitch right to their face.
I learned that word from my dad. You're a bitchy cunt whore.
Yes. You haven't heard the audio of Michael Carino and his daughter talking about the words cunt and bitch. I think we just played that recently on the show again. Anyways, yes, Michael, go on. I'm sorry.
And, oh my God, he was annoying. I certainly hope that my kids don't grow to have such a squeaky-tot voice. But the real namesake for that was actually a Japanese cartoon for children. And it's about a little boy and his dog and his imaginary car called Bumpity Boo. Now, Bumpity Boo actually looks like he's made out of a blown-up condom that somebody pasted wheels on. Now, I don't see that there's any real punchline here other than the fact that I thought you may enjoy the fact that there's a children's show with a car that's made out of a condom.
Condom car named Bumpity Boo.
makes me hate that kid even more. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Oh, God, man. Oh,
Bill is a stud. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around. We got a bonus episode for you a little bit later today. That'll be popping up on the Sideshow feed. Otherwise, we will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, bye, everybody.
I spend a lot on all the clothes that I got, because all the geeks that I meet, they all look cooler than me. But what to do when they're all looking at you, because you're the freak of the week, because you're on the team. Can you make me a promise? Stop it before we begin. Will you hold on to my hand if I ever lose it again?
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a cunt! How'd I do?